Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Jolie LeBlanc, Business Strategy Manager of the Semiconductor Practice at Accenture Strategy. Welcome, Jolie, to the program.
Thank you, Allison. It's great to be here.
So, Jolie, why don't we just get started and give some background on the semiconductor practice at Accenture Strategy and what you are driving in terms of engagement with your clients.
So I am a part of Accenture Strategy, aligning to the semiconductor practice within CMT. CMT stands for Communications, Media, and Technology. And on my current project, I am a tower lead for IA.Next. IA.Next is the name of the Intel Accenture partnership. And one of the main areas of focus the tower I lead has is proof of concepts. Our team was responsible for planning and ultimately executing the testing of new technology, and that being new technology brought to the market by Intel Optane Data Center Persistent Memory.
Now, obviously, customers are grappling with how to get more value out of data. And it makes sense that they'd be working with companies like Accenture to figure out the right infrastructure to do that. Tell me about what customers are seeking and how you see this trend in terms of looking at different advanced analytics strategies across different industries and across different verticals.
Sure. So for both SAP and non-SAP applications, enterprises are using SAP HANA Business Data Platform as their foundation. And in terms of what they're grappling with, the increase in database size has created a challenge as they're seeking to unlock SAP HANA's value because it's driving up infrastructure cost. An all DRAM system, it's costly, and or it's restricting the users from keeping all relevant working data sets in their SAP HANA in-memory database because DRAM systems are too small for memory. So this is really where Intel Optane Data Center Persistent Memory comes in and what we discovered in our testing in terms of the value propositions that could be enjoyed by clients. So namely, the persistency. So because of persistence, the data in memory doesn't go away when one has to take down the power and restart the server. One has faster data loading at startup. And when we're trying to do predictive analytics or real-time analytics, the time savings is a critical factor there.
As we ready a new technology category, persistent memory for the market, can you tell me a little bit about the collaboration between Intel, SAP, and Accenture in this space?
Sure. So IA.Next, it's the name of the Intel Accenture partnership. And within that partnership, there were several technology towers, one of them being SAP HANA workloads on Intel Optane Data Center Persistent Memory being the infrastructure and the solutions-based tower. Some of the other towers looked at AI and analytics, network transformation, and blockchain. So a little bit more on the tower that I led, the SAP on Intel Optane Data Center Persistent Memory. Accenture is delivering technology solutions that are meeting client-specific requirements, which is going to vary client to client. So the offering that Accenture brings of technology, it's broad, spanning several types of brands and solutions. What the Intel Accenture partnership provided was an opportunity for Accenture to learn about new technology that Intel has created. And so the Accenture team scattered across several countries and continents, collaborated for over a year, starting out in the Accenture Innovation Center for SAP HANA and Global HANA Center of Excellence, then at beta clients, where we're proving out the architecture in proof of concept testing, and then ultimately in Accenture Digital Studios, where we were creating marketing collateral, such as a white paper that documents those POC results.
So obviously, the collaboration has been going on for a number of years, but we started seeing broad engagement with customers as the technology has matured and is ready for deployment. when you look at that collaboration and the history of collaboration here, what was unique about that from a standpoint of what Accenture was able to do with your clients even before product launch?
Yes. So as one of the first system integrators with comprehensive understanding of how to use and how to manage this new technology, Accenture was put in this unique position of being able to help enterprise customers capitalize on it. You know, we started in the lab testing this technology over a year and a half ago. And so that really gave us the opportunity to acquire that information and really know how to implement this.
What has the experience been for Accenture in terms of looking at this technology and what customers might be able to do in terms of larger data sets and other benefits in terms of analysis of their data?
Based on the test results, we see the potential for several large data sets being able to now fit into memory and not into storage. So clients can now process data faster to achieve faster business insights. And due to the feature of persistence, there is that less waiting for data loading. Customers are also going to be benefiting from lower total cost of ownership because essentially they're getting greater capacity per dollar. Being that Intel Optane Data Center persistent memory is larger than what DRAM could hold in terms of memory, that's where clients are really interested in this technology because of the opportunity for lowering their total cost of ownership.
Are there any other workloads that you would look at beyond SAP HANA where you think a larger memory footprint would make sense?
There certainly are, and that is something that we are looking at today. SAP HANA was certainly our first deployment, but certainly beyond SAP, we're looking at technologies. So for virtual machine software, for example, we certainly see an opportunity to get more out of that from Optane Data Center persistent memory.
Now, I know that your broader purview includes a number of different items associated with AI analytics, as well as other topics. Where does advanced analytics fit in terms of priorities, and where do you see customers going with their IT environments in terms of specific areas of investment and focus in the coming years?
What we see is that clients are looking to have a plan, have a long-term solution to effectively store their data and then process that data in a fast, efficient way. So that's why a solution such as Intel Optane Data Center Persistent Memory aligns to that future state of being able to process and analyze data off of large data sets, right? So the larger data that you can get into your in-memory space, the better chances you have of making good decisions. So whether it's real-time analytics or predictive analytics, it's critical that clients can have essentially all the data they need in there. They don't want to be limited any longer and have to make workaround and compensate and prioritize data sets. They're really looking to use all of them to help with those insights and those algorithms that are being created off of that.
I'm sure some customers who are listening are interested in engaging with Accenture in this space. Where would you send them for more information or to engage with your team?
They can actually go to intel.com/OptaneDC persistent memory. From there, they can scroll down to the partners section and they'll find the white paper that Accenture authored. And they'll see Accenture listed as a partner and they can click on that. And that will take them to that white paper.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Julie, for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure. I'm so excited about the collaboration here and can't wait to see what else is driven based on the technology collaboration between Accenture and Intel.
Thank you, Allison. It was a pleasure to be here.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.